Lecture topic, balancing everyone's rights.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Find that whatever the Buzhukana being described to you, to make zikr and the rest of it, muraqabah and all that, we find the people today find it most difficult to do it. Maybe because of different factors they are facing. So they cannot fulfill. Because when you become there, they prescribe certain masters to read, zikr to make. Unfortunately, maybe because of different factors that you are so much involved in this world in different ways, that it makes it difficult for you to fulfill those things. So my husband, Mullah Masood Asad Rahmatullah Alayhi, was reading the kitab and he said very nicely, he said, the time has come now that too much askar and ashgar and zikr and God is not wanted. Not wanted. You must make. But more importantly, because you have got involved in so many factors in this world, that is, with the family, with the children, with the businesses, you are faced with difficult things, difficult, all corrupted at the moment. All one side, the wife is a problem, one side, the children is a problem, one side, the business is a problem. All this has come into a position, everything back, that it became now difficult for you to put your mind to one thing. It is very difficult. Now how to overcome those things? Because you are reading so much the Quran, you are making zikr so much, you're doing all those things you're doing, but you're not getting any answers. There's no difference in your life. You'll notice this much that, you know, with all the zikr that you're making, but this, when it comes to your life, there's no real value in your life. No value at all. You're the same person. You're not going forward at all, you're going more backwards. It's because of what you're faced with all the different situations, conditions. As I mentioned, with the wife too, or with the people around you. Everything. Now how to combat those things? How to get rid of those things? Now you need a Sheikh Kami, Mazhab of the Sheikh Kami. He knows what to prescribe for you. That a doctor, you go to a specialist. He gives you a special thing to give you, that what you must do. You don't ask questions, you just do it. Because you have trust in him. So likewise, Mahazad is a specialist in this. And very few you find those kind. And he said very clearly this once, that I'm telling you. And on he said, he reminded us, the most important thing to tell a sadiq, an honest and sincere seeker. You can sit down here, we cannot read your heart. But Allah knows what is in your heart. What you coming here for, and what is it? It is not right for you to look at anyone else, look at own self. And see whether you are really sincere or not. You get all kinds of people coming to sit. What they're coming, only Allah knows the intentions. But the most important thing before he started saying this thing in Majlis, a person must be sincere and honest. There must be no such thing as in the Hadith says, you know, you can love us, but you can't love him. And the more you become sincere seeking, the more Allah opens the doors for you. It's not how much you do, it's how you do. If you have a complete sincerity in your heart, Allah opens in 1 minute. But if you're not sincere, you can come all the time, get nothing. That's why certain people come here, because of their sincerity, they take something and go. And that something becomes something for you. So most important thing, as I said, that because you have been combat with so many humans, you've got so many factors in your life, your businesses, your family life. Now, you have to take each one at a time. How are you going to live a life? Now, the most important thing he said to us, that this much, that you must forego all your comforts for the comfort of others. Forego all your comforts for the comfort of others, the most important thing. I hope you understood what I said. That means your comfort is no more important at all. Because that is the sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. He never showed concern for himself. He only showed concern for comfort for the others. When the Fatah, fifth victory of Makkah, took place, look at how he comforted. The most important thing when he's going with the camel and entering, everyone is waiting for him that whose house he must come to. Must come to my house. But he went to Ummi Hani's house. She was a person who was part of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. She was so poor. But he showed us the humility that Rasulullah had and how much it was important it is to show whose rights was fulfilled first. The most important thing here is how to fulfill the rights of others. You will not have no rights at all. You must have no rights. You have to put this in your brain from now that you got no rights, I have to fulfill other people's rights. If you got that set in your mind that I've got no rights at all, I've got to fulfill others' rights, then you take one step at a time that first you take your parents. You have to be very important to show that I have no rights, now they can tell me whatever they want to. Until unless you don't have that quality in you, that you look down with everything they say, even if it's wrong to you, you not be very, very careful how you speak to them. But you have to sit in your heart that I have got no rights. Today we want rights. My wife told me like that, I must put her right. My father told me that, I must put him right. My son told me that, I must put him right. My workers did that, I must put him right. If you got that in your mind, that you must know you have not reached Suluk at all. You haven't reached anywhere. That is the most important thing that you must think that I have no rights. I must forego all my rights for the rights of others. I must forego all my comfort for the comfort of the next person. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the comfort of others. He forgot his own. You know, to become Amir is very easy. But the duty of Amir is to see the comfort of others over his own comfort. Today no one is Amir. Today everyone is Amir. Commanding, demanding. That is why. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Amir. But Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sahaba Ikram, Amir. They gave their life for others. They gave the comfort to others. Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, being a Khalifa, every morning he goes quietly in a woman that was blind. And he should wash her and do everything, serve her. No one knew about it. He did not even talk about it. Because he knew this, but this is something I must do. For Hazrat to say, you know, you must write with a gold ink, we come to serve, not to be served. We come to serve, not to be served. Today we want to be served. When will you become to serve everyone? You know what's the meaning to serve anyone? Straight away he sacrificed and wanted to give. All kind of sacrifice. There was one person, you know, he told his friend that, will you make me the Amir or you become Amir? So that over what he knew. He told him, I'm making you the Amir. Everywhere they're traveling, the Amir is serving him. He said, Hazrat, what you doing? Let me serve you. He said, listen, what was the deal? What's the deal? I'm the Amir. Very quickly you and I are going to become ugly. You know what I mean, ugly? Anywhere he goes, he says, I will take the food out. He's taking the food out. It's very cold, he gives me his blanket. His big blanket. Everything he dreams, that's what you call a meal. That will forego his comfort for the comfort. Leave alone everything else. Look at your own house. How many of us are foregoing our comfort to the comfort of family? Look at yourself. See? Because remember, that is the most important thing. Everything starts at home. You can go out in Jamaat. But you can do all the sacrifice there, but you don't sacrifice at home. What's the benefit? What did you go for? You've come to learn to sacrifice. So when you come back, the sacrifice is supposed to be, I must sacrifice. Everything I must not, I must serve. You served everywhere there, you served. You went through all the difficulties, you did not say one word. The food was not on time, you smiled. You smiled. You did not get a good place to sleep. You made sure you gave the next person your pillow. You blessed his leg, but you won't bless your father's leg. You won't press your father's leg. You won't press your mother's leg. But you're pressing that person's leg. Who is supposed to press and who makes him mother's leg? Forgo your comfort for the comfort of next person. My husband, I won't forget, sometimes people come in. Food is ready there. Khane tar nazar bhi nahi. Uski khidmat kar lo. A man came. He came with a problem. He came with a problem. Hazrat, he speaks to him so nicely. So, what? He smiles and go away. The food is one cold. Why was he doing this to us? To show us what? To show us that we must serve people, not to be served. To make sure that the comfort of the next person is most comfortable. Any person should come to Hazrat in the way they speak, so comfortable. And when they go back, they're smiling all the time. How many of us do any time someone come to us to serve them like that? And only the poor people should come to each other. And the way he should attend to them. So coming back to the most important thing Mahazat is saying to us. Remember this, but forego your comfort. Alright, if you are sleeping in the afternoon and you get a phone call coming. And that person say, you know, I need you. What will you do? What will you do? I'm sleeping. I can't help you. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. You all know that he's so famous that for 40 years he read Isha and Peter Samad in one room. 40 years after. My husband gave us that insult. And Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, I read this letter, he says, I learned a very big lesson from that. If you want to learn a lesson, you can learn a lesson. If you don't want to learn a lesson, don't listen. Imam Hanifa Rahman's name was Norman Ibn Sabit. Once he walked in the street, someone said, which person you got the most amount of tolerance in him? That you hear me. One person took off. Let me test him a little bit. Test. And he quietly went to sleep, and that's the only time we know is afternoon sleep, not that our afternoon sleep. When we sleep afternoon sleep, Asr Namaz goes to. Everything goes. Oh yeah. But yeah, and he's sleeping like 40 minutes. And you must know he was old, 40 years, no one will do. So he's walking up the stairs to go home. Up the stairs and someone knocked at the door. Who comes out? Assalamu alaikum. I was going to ask you a question of Allah. Now, if you get a phone call coming sleeping, and that is a hello, sorry, wrong number. Halas, we think of you that the wife is finished now. That's not what you tell the wife. You know what you do with her? Which are what she did? She did nothing she did. But she's the one. So what happens? Yeah, the no, don't worry. Remember, remind me again. He just goes up again, he knocks the door again. Hazrat, I forgot. He came down there, I forgot. Second time he says, and the third time he says, I got an answer. Question. He says, so go. He says, I want to ask you, is human excrete, is it sweet for someone? Now tell me, what a question you asked. At that time, you and I say, hey, move him out. You wake him asking me that question? At this time, it's so important that you must ask now. You'll ask so many questions, you'll do why? You see, Kami Kepa better than me. You never stayed with the sincerity with someone. If you stay with someone with sincerity, then all that quality will come into you. Straight away he says that, you know what, human is spiritual. He says, no. If it is fresh, it is sweet. And if it is stale, it is sour. Oh, you ate it. Just imagine what answers Christopher would answer in you. But not a change in you. It's for Kete Adi. Not a change. Why did Hazrat give us that incident? You and I are faced with different situations at work. At work, at home, at every place, how do we respond? Your own father and mother, you don't talk nicely to them. You don't even make salam to them too. Maaf karna, you don't make salam. You make salam to an outsider. You talk to that person, your own mother and father, you can't make salam. They say when you make a journey, you make salam to your parents, to make dua. When you come back, you meet them again. When we should meet Jalalabad, Saranpur, which is 22 kilometers only, we meet Hazrati. When you come back, we meet Hazrati again. Did you every time meet your mother and father and you leave? It becomes an insult today. When can you get this quality of this kind when you forego your comfort to the comfort of the next person? All this comes the same thing. Until and unless you don't forego your comfort. The food is there. I mentioned to you this much that Hazrati, when the food gets cold, he then only goes to eat the food, he finishes the person's food. Nicely he speaks to him too. Not that he's not a person of going back. Heart is so clean. Heart is clean. I said it to him, give the food in what the kind of kind. Did you any time do that? Someone came there to tell you, I'm in very big problem, I'm very big trouble. No, I'm having meals now, don't come to me now. In other words, this quality you, me and I must have in us. That what the time food came, God called someone to attend to, do that. When will you do that? When the time you forego your comfort, the comfort next person. When will you do that when you got a good meal, they come in there, very beautiful meal came now, you look, your eyes became bigger than your stomach too. And the time you saw next person, hopefully you saw him, he never ate for so long. He tells you, you eat this thing, I won't eat it. Why? This cook said, you have naku, support kudaku. So Hazrati say, you don't have to make too much ibadat now. I'm making it so easy for you, but what? A sincere seeker, sincere, true seeker, because very easy to hear it. But to put, implement it, you have to be a true seeker. Not one time you mentioned, few times it made, in logon se baat kar raha hoon, jo talib e sadiq hai. I'm talking to only those people who are seeking, who are really sincere in seeking it. Otherwise, you just hear that, and they don't know only one of those things. One of those things. But it is so important that in your house, stay with muhabbat. Stay with muhabbat. Stay with love. You must have so much of love and muhabbat in your house that you know what, you must forego all your comfort for her. Everything you must forego. I'm only looking at that one thing to say, forego all your comfort for the wife. You don't know you got a wife. That's why they say, Mahazat Tanya says, that person who loves his wife, he is ko wali samastha hu. Main isko wali samajhta hu, that person who loves his wife, main isko wali samajhta hu. You know what's the meaning of that? The person who loves his wife will forego all the problems. forget everything. He will make sure that he will take all the problem on his head, but he will never give a hard time. Like you know how you forego your mother's fault. Although today they don't want to look at the mother's face. But if you look at the mother's face and the kiss in the Hajj Aswad, a person who can look at the mother's face only like kiss in the Hajj Aswad. Just imagine, you don't have to go for Hajj. You don't go Makkah yet. Come to your cousin. Just to show you this much, the person with true love for a wife, as the Tantrism says, means for Wali Samastha. In other words, when you got true love, you won't put eyes anywhere else. You won't commit any guna. That's the meaning of that. So this is what we are lacking today. The comfort to comfort others. Serve others. Don't want to become served to be served. All friends are today, they want to be served. Become a friend who serves others. So the thing is this much, that consider others over yourself. In every way. Then you must know the only way that can come into you is what? Humility. Humility. Humility is the most important quality in man's life, to be humble. There was no one more humble than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one humble. The humility was the highest of the highest. Allah Akbar. If you and I can only bring humility unto us, then you will make sure that everyone you look at them better than you. Whenever you know Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says to his colleague, he says, please show me what's my faults. If you show my fault, I'll be so happy. Today, if someone shows you your fault, what happens to you? The reason why you're not happy to see your fault is because you're pride in you. Shaitan did not want to see his faults. Today, if your wife tells you to take out your fault, you must thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave someone. But an outsider may take out your fault, be very happy. But if your wife takes out their fault, you try to take out more of her faults. That is not possible. So forego your comfort. It is a very small thing. And what's the meaning of that? Apne aap ko fana kar do. Aur unko baka kar do. Baka raho. Fana aur baka. Very quickly you know the word fana. What's the meaning of fana? To completely feel your non-existence. Non-existence. You're not existing at all. In reality, don't just say that. In reality, you fana. And baka means that person remains. I don't remain. I don't remain. I don't exist. That person exists. In other words, I must make sure I must fulfill that person's rights. I don't have any rights. Today you find a person, when his wife takes off with him a little bit, or he's very good with his wife, and his wife is not good with him, he says, no, 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 I want to, why was she, I'm fulfilling her rights, why must she not fulfill my rights? I'm fulfilling my rights, she has to fulfill my rights. I know who came to ask me, I said, listen, buddy, that's not rights, that's pride. That's pride, not rights. Likewise, my mother must fulfill my rights. You'll be surprised, you come into the majlis, you make it zikr, you know, you're talking to your mother and father too. No doubt the mother and father was. So Hazrat is trying to tell us, don't make zikr. It's difficult for you all because there are so much involved in the worldly matters. Worldly matters, so much on your head, your children have to bring them up. You find that person sometimes, you know, he works so hard to bring his children up. He does everything, but you're getting no answers coming. Allah will not punish you for that because you're doing your duty. But with all that, you're keeping your cool. You're still fulfilling the rights. The child is doing against your word, but you're still fulfilling the rights of the child. You're overlooking it. Not that you're not fulfilling the rights, but you're fulfilling your rights. That part, your son don't even talk to you, don't even salam to you, but you are fulfilling his rights. This is what you call fana and baka. Fana means fana in Allah, I mean Allah, and fana with him. In other words, in this world I'm not existing. But with everyone, I fulfill the rights of everyone existing. If you can bring that into your life, then you got everything. Then you have not one enemy through. Not one enemy. And that's what my husband is saying this evening. He's saying very nicely. On and on I'm telling you, bring this quality in you. And I'm telling you, it is not necessary too much to get into involved of making zikr so much. Make zikr. But that's not only important. Now because of you are so involved in the worldly matters of all kinds, whether it's a business, whether everything, now with your own workers as a business also you have to be the same. You have to be the same. You must make sure that not. If he says something, it must be like this, that you know, the time when that person swore, the king just told him this month that, you know, you swore me, but I'm going to forgive you. The reason why I forgive you is because I got angry and I don't want to do anything against him. I don't know. So we have to also know, remember this one thing. At home or anywhere, we are not existing, others are existing. If the others are existing, the most important is to make fulfill everyone's rights. If you can only fulfill everyone's rights, then you must know if you fulfill rights or not. You fulfill the rights. But the speaker himself, he made sure he fulfilled everyone's rights. Not one person left out. He did not worry if that person swore him. You know the amount of what he went through. In a mountain, you find the mountain. What is that saying? Give us permission that we tell Allah Ta'ala to topple this mountain. It's Allah Ta'ala. That's how Mahasir should tell us. When you see anyone doing anything wrong, when you are fana, when you look at that person, say, no man, shame. Allah will give me that. Allah? I remember my husband saying, the person who remembers whatever on, wo jante nahi. Agar wo jante wo, he said, kahi kabhi nahi karein. Just imagine you think, good of people. That's the most important thing, good of people. If someone talks to you too, you do not know what is the most important thing. What you learn from this majlis, tell me this much. Only one thing. Guna se bacho. Guna se? That means abstain from all sins. You may not do so much of good deeds, but not committing guna. You're not committing? What is the benefit you're doing? All the good things you're doing. On the other side, you're washing away the sins. Like a person living Durus Sharif. He is thousands of Durus Sharif, but you've got no beard. You've got no beard. The effect of Guru to go away, it becomes weak. Likewise, we can do all the good things, but you did not do what I'm saying, what you're supposed to do. So go your comfort to others. When you see some, even your worker too, you forgo your comfort. Forgo your comfort. Then there will be some of the barakat and the sunnah that will come to our lives. That way you become more close and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come in, dua to Allah, salah wa ta'ala, say to Allah, salah wa ta'ala, you go fit, and you dua to Allah, alhamdulillah. Allah, Allah. وعلى على سيدنا محمد اللهم إنا نعبدك وشكرك وحسن فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت وليي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحكم الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا ودخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار صبرتنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا في الإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.